FM104 is switched on, and joining me just after the release of their latest album, Name Your Sorrow, is Pam from Pillow Queens. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you so much for chatting to me. It only came out on Friday. How does it feel?
It feels like a relief, because we've kind of had this to ourselves for like the last year, or less. But just knowing that people can listen to it is just, it's a really great feeling, because I've been feeding it secretly to like friends and family over a while. So now I can publicly do it.
Does their opinions matter?
I guess they do, yeah. But it's like having something that you're really proud of and wanting to share it. It's more like that rather than, oh, I need a critique. Because, I mean, it's done now, so it's kind of, I can't change anything.
Well, that's true. That's also true. But your last album came out in 2022, Leave the Light On. Did you approach this one differently?
I guess when it came to making the album, it was a bit different. It was a lot more, I guess, relaxed when we were making it, because there was not that there was pressure in making the Leave the Light On one, but we were coming out of the pandemic and we were very aware that we never really got to tour the first album. We really wanted to get a second one out so we could actually have that process.
Yeah.
So we try to get it out as quick as possible, whereas this felt kind of natural. Like, we started writing it in November 2022, and we gave ourselves, you know, wanted to be in our rehearsal space from like 9 to 5 every day, and we're just like committed to making something. We just didn't know what it was going to be, when we wanted to do everything, but we were just like, let's just be creative, let's just make something. Yeah,
because
because
obviously Pillow Queens now is your full-time job, so you can give it that time and space to be able to kind of try things out and enjoy
it. Exactly, yeah. So it did feel like there was a lot more space there just to like ruminate with stuff and like just test things out and not feel like, you know, we have to keep something or have to not keep something. You know, there was just a lot more just space to breathe when it came to making this record.
And you've always been very honest within your music. Is that something that's quite easy now?
I guess, we've certainly been like very much like heart in our sleeve kind of band.
Yeah.
With this record, it's probably the most that's ever been the case. Because I guess maybe with previous songs, we kind of rely a lot on metaphor, which, you know, we still do. But with this record, it's fairly like in your face and just, you know, blunt and in the feelings. And it's not that it's easier, it's just the way that the record had to be. Like, it felt like the more honest way of doing it, you know.
You released Heavy Pour recently with an unbelievable video for that. How much input did you have into that video?
Well, it was made by Kate Dolan, and she's a very good friend of ours, and she's worked on a number of Pillow Queens videos before, and, you know, we were talking to her about like what she thought. So when it came to that, when we talked to Kate about her ideas and stuff, we just kind of like become quite enamored by her vision, and and as soon as she came to us with the idea of it being like, you know, an ode to like old black and white films and like kind of horror-esque, we were just like, yes, let's go with it, because she has that vision, and we just want to make sure that she is as clear of the path as anything to follow it through.
Trust the process and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Yeah, it's really, really amazing. You also put up an interactive, I'm told now you put up two interactive wall murals in Smithfield to promote the album. Tell us a little bit about these and why you wanted to put out something like this.
So essentially, so there's two now. So there's one on Chancery Street, and then there's one, a smaller one in Dame Lane. So we're very aware that the album that we, like, Name Your Sorrow is, you know, it's quite dark or like mournful, but we also wanted to have, you know, a point in which like the name of the album was us trying to like give our sorrows a name and dress, like just kind of deal with them, but we also wanted people to also like bask in what gives them joy, even the tiniest thing. So like the wall at the moment that Name Your Sorrow and Name Your Joy, and for the most part actually it's the joy side of the wall that is the fullest. I guess it's easier to think of things that make you happy than make you sad. And it's really lovely to see. I live nearby, so I keep on going to visit and see if there's anything new. And it's just like, oh, this is so lovely.
It's nice that people are kind of leaning on the more optimistic side.
Yeah, exactly. And it was done by a friend of ours, Conso, who works with Bipolar Bearware.
Mm-hmm.
He got them up really quickly, and I don't know, he's so talented, and yeah, it was a lovely thing to do. So when the first one went up, we were there for the day, and like people were coming over and interacting with it. And same way on Friday, we put a new one up, and again, people were coming over and interacting with it, and it was just a lovely feeling to be a part of something in more of a physical way than like, you know, just someone streaming us somewhere.
And when you release that album, does it almost feel like you're giving it to these people then, to people who are listening?
Well, I mean, I hope so. Like a lot of the feedback that we've got has been, you know, people saying that like, oh, this has kind of hit me in a certain way. And it's making them feel something, which is the intention. Like, we don't necessarily release it so that, you know, people can, I don't know, just bang it on in the background. We really want people to sit with it and listen to it and like take whatever they can from it. And, you know, they might not like relate to everything, but they can make themselves relate. They can interpret it in ways that maybe wasn't our intention, but I would rather them keep it as their own than to have it become this like ice block that you can't move around and make your own.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think once you do put out music, people will always take their own meanings from it as well.
Exactly. Like, even with me, like, I know when music is released around a certain time in my life and I hear that years later, it just reminds me of that time. And I just want this album to be that for people as well, where when they listen to it, it's going to remind them of a certain point in their lives or a certain moment in their lives. And that's always been the aim for us, really, so people can keep it for themselves.
And then you're heading off on a UK tour in June, but then you're going to be here in Dublin in the Ivy Gardens on July the 13th. What can people expect from that show?
They can expect 4 nervous girls.
It's going to be amazing.
No, but we're so excited. So it's our biggest headline show to date. And we have like 3 albums to work with. So at the moment, we're trying to like curate the best possible show to give people and just make sure it feels as big as it can fill such a big space. So yeah, we're excited to work it out, but like I think they can expect just a really good time.
I'd imagine it's quite difficult to go through all that music and pick out what you want to use.
Yeah, it is hard because, you know, we know ourselves and what we want to play, but there's also, you have to consider like, hey, there is actually people out there who like this song that maybe it wouldn't be our first one to put on a set. So we might end up playing for a really long time.
Well, that's okay. I don't think anyone would mind that at all. So Pillow Queen's brand new album, Name Your Sorrow, is out now. Where's the best place people can keep up to date with everything else you're doing?
So basically, I guess our Instagram or our Twitter. So we're very much online. So if you go onto our Instagram, we're constantly like updating that and giving out little tidbits of potential shows or little acoustic sessions. And actually, we're doing some in stores next week in Terror Records in Dublin, and we're doing Galway, Cork, and Limerick as well.
Yes, so you'll be in Terror Records in Dublin on April the 25th if people want to go in and say hello. Pam, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you.